Hey, H-Bomb here, and I'm going to start something new on Fridays. I'm going to do a boo about the week's Rock Band DLC releases. And, of course, coming out on Tuesday, there's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. Buffalo Springfield, for what it's worth. And if you don't know that one, look it up, kids. REM, Man on the Moon, Two System of a Down tracks, Aerials and Hypnotize, and The Vapors Turning Japanese. And you know what? Seems like another pretty good week. This is probably the fourth week in a row that I'm going to get something from Rock Band. Pretty much everything except The System of a Down sounds pretty good. And of course, for those of you with the Pro Guitar and Pro Bass, expansions are available for 99 cents per song for what it's worth, Aerials and Turning Japanese. But yeah, it's been a good past few weeks. I mean, you've had Chumbawamba, Aha, Live, Maroon 5, Three Doors Down, Puddle of Mud, Poison, and now Buffalo Springfield, REM and The Vapors. Just when am I going to get my Bare Naked Ladies? Come on, Harmonix. But in other news, we recorded CBG 64 last night with James Stank from Nintendojo. And I'm a bit surprised it's not up. I guess maybe it took eBester a little bit longer to edit than anticipated. I mean, the goal was to have it up today and record episode 65 tomorrow, to have that up by Monday. And also, while I have you here, I saw last week some board layoffs at IGN as part of their restructuring of their merger with Yu-Gi-Oh! 1UP, whatever that is. Entails, but of course, among that, a couple of the contributors of the Girl Fight podcast, including Dana Jungle Ward, who also used to be with the Green Pixels, and I forget her exact title, but she's been on a couple of IGN's different podcasts, she's appeared on multiple IGN podcasts, including GameSpy Debriefings and What They Play. Some other girl from the Girl Fight podcast, I don't remember her name. Will Tuttle, the EIC at GameSpy, I guess now former EIC. And my arch nemesis, Scott Bromley. Which, you know, I hate to see people lose their jobs just because corporate restructuring. I mean, I've had my run-ins with Scott Bromley on Twitter. He's used the R-word on podcasts. I've said he hates the disabled, and then he said mean things on me. But you know what? I wish him all the best. I know he's had some medical issues lately. And yeah, totally sucks for him to have medical issues and no insurance. And you know what? If he was gonna get let go, I would have rather it would have been because he did or said something stupid rather than just some stupid restructuring. And I hope he finds something else. I hope they all find something else, because I did have some issue with Will Tuttle. He dropped a few R-bombs on GameSpy Debriefings as well. Not as bad as Scott Bromley. But, I'm out of time. That's it. Talk to you later. Bye.